From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. While the South deals with Hurricane Milton, the devastation from Hurricane Helene is still being calculated. Chad Smith tells us the impact of Helene will be felt for years in farm country.
Hurricane Helene was the deadliest storm in America since 2017, with over 225 lives lost and many others still missing. Danny Munch, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says agriculture is an important part of the Southeast and has a long road to recovery.
When we overlay the counties that were impacted and had massive power losses with the ag census data, we see that about $14.8 billion, almost $15 billion in crop and livestock production is generated in the counties affected by Hurricane Helene. Georgia led that pack with almost $6 billion in production value, followed by Florida at $3.06 billion. If we look at some of the commodities that were most in the path of Hurricane Helene, poultry was the hardest hit.
The impact of Helene is going to linger for a long time.
There's a lot of infrastructure damage. I mean, when we think about the cattle industry, which is almost $1 billion in those counties, the dairy industry is almost $500 million in milk. Those facilities lost power. They lost infrastructure. Miles and miles of pasture fencing has been lost, and cattle have been sporadically spread over lots of different pieces of land. They're dumping milk that no longer can be sold because there's no refrigeration.
There are programs available to help farmers who suffered losses.
There's a number of disaster assistance programs authorized through the Farm Bill, one of those being the Tree Assistance Program that will help some farmers, like pecan farmers that face some losses, apple farmers, to help with rehabilitating and replanting orchards. You have the Livestock Indemnity Program, which will help compensate for livestock deaths due to weather, the emergency assistance for livestock, honeybees, and farm-raised frisk, which will help with transporting food that was needed to livestock.
For more information on the impact of Hurricane Helene, go to the Farm Bureau's Market Intel page at fb.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
Rooted in resilience, when Farm Weekend returns.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors. And if you find yourself in a crisis, remember, there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
Join Kansas Farm Bureau's Women's Leadership Committee for the Rooted in Resilience Retreat November 22nd through 24th at the Barn Bed and Breakfast in Valley Falls. Enjoy sessions with motivational speaker Michelle Payne and therapist Dr. Stephanie Wick. Plus, enjoy self-care night and all the delicious meals. Register online at www.kfb.org by October 15th. Following the devastation caused by Hurricane Helene, communities across the Southeast are working to rebuild while dealing with another impact from Hurricane Milton. For a list of hurricane relief funds for impacted states, visit www.fb.org/issue/hurricane-Helene. Next, Insight with Jackie Munt.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Jackie Munt.
You don't really see a lot of keeping up with the Joneses in farming, but seeing a neighbor moving equipment to the field sets off a sense of urgency to keep up with the actions of the neighborhood. It's like they're afraid of getting left behind, which is funny because the decision when to plant or harvest is actually fairly important. There's great frustration in knowing you have a big job to do, getting all your preparations done, and then not being able to do the work. Yeah, getting the timing right can be a lot about hurrying up and wait. The struggle to temper our desire to move forward with knowledge that conditions aren't quite right to be successful. Harvest is a time when patience is needed in abundance. Farmers don't mind long days, exposure to the elements, and repetitive tasks. The real test of skill is shown through the ability to wait for the right moment to take action. That's the virtue, learning to wait, to find the right timing. In a world driven by productivity and instant gratification, patience is difficult but incredibly valuable. The next time you find yourself in a hurry up and wait moment, lean into the discomfort and take a moment to appreciate the pain and patience required for getting it right.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.